We'd like to welcome each and every individual to the Vision Project. Hi, my name is Mark Boersma, President of Synergy Solutions. I'll be your executive coach for today's group coaching session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. In going through this particular session in the Vision Project is really focused in on individuals that are in their 20s, in helping them to discover their life vision, helping them to discover their purpose, helping them to discover their passions, helping them to, you know, start their own companies, have the career, the dreams, the relationships, just lots of really cool things. And so that's what this session is all about. So again, if you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. All right, let's go ahead and go to Bobby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Excellent. I'm doing awesome. Bobby, what would you like to accomplish in today's session?
One second. I'm trying to find my notebook. Okay, got it. Today I had some ideas after having the first conference call last week, kind of getting an idea of the feel for it, and then after watching some of the videos I did this week and kind of talking with some people, interviewing some people about some business ideas, kind of get some feedback on kind of the step one that I've reached and see suggestions on step two.
Okay, go for it.
So the second life vision video was all about networking, getting over the fear and talking to people, asking them just a couple questions and kind of building that, you know, network of trust and people that can assist you with different areas of, you know, just skill sets and everything.
Okay.
And for me, the couple people I started talking to, I guess the problem is I am not very good at presenting something concisely, just like right now. So I guess there's like a lack of confidence. And that kind of makes it seem like the idea isn't well put together in a lot of ways, you know. So it's been kind of hard for me to get people to be, like, really excited and, I mean, a couple people, but for the most part, people can kind of tell, like, I am still very in the formative stages of my vision, I suppose.
Okay. So do you think it's a lack of confidence or a lack of skill?
Both, maybe.
Okay. See, confidence is kind of an outpouring, and so skill is something that's developed. And so if we're not good at something, if we don't have skills in something, what do we do to gain those skills?
I mean, learn from people who have them, resources like that, books or those videos, talk to someone who does have that skill.
And that will get you some level of understanding, but where do you get the deep skill from?
Practice?
Yeah. You just do it. So it's just like being a musician. Yeah, somebody can show you, you know, this is how I do it, this is that, all of that kind of stuff. You know, they can do that, but in the end, you just got to, you know, you got to play. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And so the faster you do it, the more skilled you get, as long as you're practicing in the right way. So practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So what you'll find is that in business there's a tremendous amount of carryover between business and music.
Mm-hmm.
Just massive amounts. And so building that bridge between the two is going to be really critical. Okay, good. Did that answer your question, or do you have other, can we help you in other ways?
For now, that's good.
Okay. So what would you like to accomplish today?
I'd like to listen to how other people, steps other people are taking to kind of secure their vision and steps they're taking to put it in place, I suppose.
Okay. What's the advantage of that?
Of listening?
Yeah, to others.
I mean, I can't learn anything from talking necessarily, but listening, I can kind of pick up. I've taken from that second video how it said even if you just ask a couple people two questions, I've found that I've actually learned at least one thing from everyone I've talked to. Even people that don't know anything about the music business or business in general, I've just kind of told them my ideas, and as long as I've had at least 10 minutes to talk to them, I've at least picked up like one idea that I'm like, oh, that's, I never would have thought of that, and you know.
Right. Right. Cool. Cool. Okay. And what's the disadvantage of that?
Disadvantage is sometimes if you do have a question or a concern, it can't necessarily be addressed if you don't voice it.
Okay. What's the disadvantage of hearing from other people?
And I suppose they could be incorrect too, and then you kind of have to weigh in, you know, how much you trust the opinion of everyone you're listening to, I suppose.
Okay. And the thing is what's tricky about it is, yeah, you're absolutely right. All of those things can be true. The thing that's tricky is you may not trust them and they may be right.
Yeah.
Or you may trust them and they may be wrong.
That's kind of what I've been dealing with right now. I do have someone that I have put a lot of trust into, and he's been really helping me a lot with some of the more music industry oriented factors, because he's been wanting to do some kind of music business all his life. So he's been very invaluable these past couple days.
Okay.
But at the same time, he has a lot of strong ideas that he's like, you got to do this. And I'm like, okay, I know, you know your stuff, and there's definitely things that you tell me and I'm like, well, that's crystal clear. And there's other things that I'm like, well, I've watched some other business models that haven't done that and it's been fine. So it's kind of been a balance of taking his advice, but at the
How
same time
he?
Letting he's 22.
Okay. So what do you think about bringing him on, you know, here?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
He was busy today. He works a lot, but okay. I told him I'm gonna give you his email. I have to get a recent email from him. I don't really have his anymore, but he's very interested in being a part of what's going on with the mastermind groups and just being a part of our email communication.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Okay. Keith, do you have any input, suggestions, ideas, or what would you like to accomplish today?
Probably two things there. Suggestions is that I've always found that networking, not just with individuals in your own personal network or people that you might meet within the community, but there are a number of different other networks that are already established and out there with good, caring individuals that are all getting together under the same mindset, and that's either in groups like Lions Club or BNI. There are a number of different groups where you can find that a number of people are all there to help one another. Different ones of them have different goals. And also conferences are a great way also to make good connections.
Okay.
And network out well. Okay. As far as I want to accomplish today, I just really want to listen in and see what's going on, and glad you asked me to come on. So.
Ginger Ann, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, I was just kind of trying to see if you had any more insight into what we've been talking about over the weekend. And I know you mentioned that you had 10 things on your list, so I was just wondering if we could kind of discuss some of those extra things and see if anybody in the group wanted to be part of it too.
Okay. So I flew out to Ginger Ann's to see Ginger Ann and her husband Josh this weekend. And in our random conversations, we came up with 10 things that we wanted to do together. And so Josh talks about, is Josh on?
He is, and we're going to take off close to 7 or 6 o'clock our time because we've had some issues with power and stuff tonight.
Okay. So Josh, did you want to go ahead and share your idea of the book to co-author with me?
Sure. The idea for a book that I have, I think the title says most of it, kind of what I want it to be about, but the title I want is Building Stonehenge While the Natives Are Playing with Sticks. And the idea would be basically exploring the reasons why does somebody build something, a massive stone structure in the middle of nowhere? What was the reason for it? Why? What drives people to do that? And other people just to be happy whacking each other with sticks.
Gotcha. And what's the motivation to doing that?
The motivation is to learn, but then also possibly help people who are in their formative years, you know, just graduated from high school, headed out through college, and help them get some life vision.
Cool. Okay, so that's one of the things. Another... is connecting with multiple generations on, you know, cousins and you know, family members, you know, all of those types of things. And so it's connecting all of those things together, and how do you leverage that and how do you build that and being able to go through it. And then another was politically and using the MCAT technology and personality masteries on building politics. The other is the marriage project. The other is the 20s project, which is this one. Another is Katrina's song, which Bobby is working on. Another is raising a modern day knight. Another is the Asia Project. Another is the 3 movies being done, connection with Dave Libby out of West Chicago. Another is a Bachelor of Science in Entrepreneurialism, the online university. And another is going to be Career Freedom Project. And so, those are 11 projects that we kind of came up with in a weekend. And so, questions, Ginger Ann, on that, or thoughts?
No, I just, you know, I'm just trying to see, you know, you mentioned it would be a good thing to be able to bring up on the call and seeing if we get other people involved in it as well. So I know that the processes for the VAs and for people interested in this call is starting to grow, and so I'm just trying to see if, you know, we can get people involved with this as well as the VA project.
Cool. What's interesting that you guys will find out is that there are 10,000, I think it's 10,080 minutes in a week. And so you'd think if there's 10,080 minutes in a week, you would think that it, you know, how hard can it be to go ahead and be consistent on 30 of those minutes? But you'll find that people won't do that. And it's the most curious thing on the planet. So here you have a guy that's got seven kids. He owns his own company. He's putting food on the table. He volunteers like crazy. He's writing five books. I mean, and the list goes on and on. But you guys will find me on probably almost every week, right on time, going through everything. But yet people that are single, don't have any children, may not even have jobs. They won't eat, you know, they won't have consistency. And so that's the thing, like the 20-year-old, that's what this project is about, helping them to get a clue, because what they want is they want the success, but they don't either want or even have a clue as to the price they need to pay, the sacrifices they need to make to create the success. I mean, they don't have any idea. So they see Michael Jordan playing basketball and they say, well, I'm going to be like Michael Jordan. Oh, how much are you going to practice every day? Well, I don't know. It's like, so they don't have a recognition. They don't have a recognition of the cost. They don't have a recognition of the cost, the price that it takes to see success. So they want to see success. And so I don't know why that is, if it's the movies, if it's the energy drinks, if it's the Xboxes. I don't know what it is that's created some type of a delusion that, hey, you can have everything and not do any work and not take any risk and not, you know, not be consistent. And so
I think that's a lot of society, actually.
What does that mean?
Well, in sociology, I had learned, because in America, 1% of Americans hold like the majority of the wealth. And between 30 and 40% of citizens think that in their lifetime, they're going to be in that 1%. So I think there is kind of this notion that everyone thinks that personally they're going to somehow make it there eventually.
Huh. Interesting.
Whether they win the lottery or they come up with a product. But most of them, at the same time, don't know how to patent a product or how to, you know what I mean? They don't know the work that goes into it. They just think that somehow, you know.
Right.
At least I've noticed that
personally. So I don't know how, you know, I don't know how to get through, which is why this project was birthed. I don't know how to get through that mindset. I don't know how to make the breakthrough. So I think it needs to come, like you had said, Bobby, I'm 48 years old, and so individuals in their 20s, it's like I'm at the same age their dad is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a high probability they're going to be like, well, Mark doesn't understand this. Okay, fine. They're going to need to get it from somebody in their 60s or 70s, or they're going to need to get it from people in their 20s.
That's the thing. I think society also focuses on what they want. So when you have a band that, you know, because it happens, a band puts out one CD online and all of a sudden they become famous. It happened with Arctic Monkeys. It happened with this new band like Owl City. He recorded everything in GarageBand on his computer and now he's famous. You know, these like one in a billion chances and people just focus on that because that's what they want to believe. People want to believe that it just you get lucky. So they focus on those people, so they think that will happen to me. And they don't look at the people who, you know, were a band for 10 years before they got recognition, or someone who was, you know, trying to start a business for 15 years before they finally, you know, got a foothold and began making a significant profit. So I think it has to do with, you know, I think people don't want to you know, as you said that, they don't realize how much work it takes. I don't think they want to realize how much work it takes, because if everyone knew how much work it takes to make yourself successful, from the ground up, I think a lot of people would be really discouraged, you know?
So what do you think? So are you saying that people would rather be delusional rather than discouraged?
I think so, personally.
And
Mark,
why,
can I help you?
Why do you think they would want rather be delusional rather than discouraged?
Because I mean, it's a happier existence. Ignorance is bliss, I guess. Kind of mindset, you know.
Right. Ignorance is bliss. When?
When?
Yeah. When is it bliss?
I personally don't agree with that, so I don't know.
Well, it is. Ignorance is bliss. I mean, being delusional, there's a benefit to it. That's why people do it.
It caves in, though, I've noticed. Everyone I know who's living the lifestyle of, you know, it's going to be fine, it's going to be okay, I watch them, and there's moments, and even in my own life, when I just tried to say whatever and try to live with that ignorance, I'll just be happy with whatever's happening. Even if I don't have a job, I'll just be happy because I'm alive, you know? There's still those moments where you're like, what am I really doing? And that's when you need to capture people, if you follow me. You can't try to look at someone who's walking down the street going, man, I got it all made. And they might not, but it's harder to break that ego than someone who's like, man, what am I really doing with my life? And saying, well, that's when, you know, that's what kind of when you hook them, I suppose. When they're vulnerable and looking for something, you know.
Could I offer something different, Mark?
Sure.
One of the director of marketing at PepsiCo once told me that he spent 10 years in Coke, and now he works for Pepsi. He offered that the people in the generations of the earlier generations want their classic Coke, and they'll do anything to keep that classic Coke. The generation younger than that wants their Diet Coke, and they want their low calorie, but the same as the classic. He offers that the new generation wants just something new all the time. He offers that that it's always what's next, what's the next flavor that you can get out, and it's marketing to that generation is very, very difficult. It's very typical amongst, if you compare it to the technology generation, because it's the exact same generation. When you look at the Atari to where it comes out, that technology moves at such a pace that things are significantly different over time, and something that's valued at $300 at a cell phone today, 6 months from now, will be valued at least half that. But people will still pay the $300 for it because of the way that marketing is done differently over time. Whereas you look at television ads from the early 80s and earlier in comparison to television ads and various advertisements further closer to today, you'll see a significant difference in how they market and who their target market is to, which specifically, in a way, to me, kind of seems almost, what would you call it, predatory to a younger generation that may not have the same upbringing because of what generation they're in than somebody.
Why are you sharing this? What purpose? What benefit do you want people to gain from what you've shared?
The benefit, I think, would be that when you're looking at the different generational lines, you're going to have different generational mindsets, and that different generational truths almost as to how things curl out.
Like, of 100% of what you say, how much of it is theory versus actual concrete, actionable things? Like, how much is just knowledge, like a book knowledge, versus here's the knowledge and this is the action to take from it? Like, what percentage is knowledge and what percent of it is actionable?
From the direct question you just asked me, I would say most of it offered is knowledge. From this point,
like what percentage?
I guess it would depend on how much percentage you would take it and how you would apply it. But percentage-wise, knowledge-wise for me, it's 100%. Based on the actions that I've taken from it, it's different from there.
My guess is it's about 98% knowledge. And how much is knowledge, how much value does knowledge have if it's not applied?
None.
Yeah, none. None. So, Bobby, did you get something actionable from Keith? And if you did, fine.
I would say yeah. I would say yeah.
Excellent. What action are you going to take? What action are you going to specifically take as a result of what Keith said?
I mean, that's something I've already kind of done in the past, to tell you the truth, is analyzing. And with music, it's the same way. Right now, we're at the point where you can't put out one CD and then wait for success to come because there's a new one, a new one, a new one. You know, it's not a new record at the store. Now there's millions of artists on the internet, so you constantly have to keep up with something new. And that's something I've done and put into action, is the fact that to meet today's market, you have to constantly be outputting something.
So I didn't hear any specific action that you were going to take.
I mean, increasing output?
Okay, is that what you're going to do? I'm going to increase output?
I mean, I've done that already, yeah.
Well, then that you didn't learn anything from Keith.
Oh, well, I mean, that was something I knew, I guess. I don't know.
So is what you're saying there really wasn't any actionable thing from what you learned from Keith?
That I haven't already done, I suppose, not necessarily.
Okay. Okay. Ginge and Josh, did you guys need to take off? Or are you guys gone?
We're still here. We're just here for a couple minutes. We're having issues
okay.
At home.
So, Ginger and Josh, did you guys get anything actionable from Keith?
To be honest, from my end, it was hard. I didn't catch everything because the phone kept going in and out, so I apologize on that one.
Okay, so did you get anything?
No.
Okay. So, Keith, what did you learn from this?
I learned that knowledge is useless without a way of applying it.
Oh. So how will that change your behavior in the future?
It will ask me to clarify the question more and work more towards actions.
Yeah, I don't think it's the clarification of the question. I think it's the clarification to move to application, you know, much, much faster. So, Ginger Ann and Bobby, are you guys disappointed? I mean, it's myself, Keith, Bobby, Josh, and Ginger Ann. Are you guys disappointed in any way?
With what?
I don't know. Anything as it relates to today?
To the call or the entire day?
The call.
We accomplished a lot.
What's that?
It doesn't really feel like we accomplished anything.
And how many of those sessions would you attend before you stopped attending?
Productive ones?
For Ginger Ann, like how many would you Like, you didn't feel like you accomplished much today. So would you come back next time?
Yeah, I've learned that there's some things that you don't learn some on and then other things you don't, but I know that other people may not.
Okay. So how many times would you come back where you didn't feel you accomplished, you know, how many times would you do it? Once, two, three, five, ten?
I'd probably keep coming back until you stop coming back.
Gotcha. All right. Josh, any thoughts that you have?
As a whole?
Yes. Was this beneficial to you? For Josh.
Kind of, but like you said, I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to go, you know, I'm not sure how it's going to help further whatever my goals are that I came into it with.
Okay. So how many times would you attend this session if you weren't getting something of value?
Probably about three.
Three. So would you tell the group, like, this one, like one, okay, you got two more times to bring value. Would you tell the group that?
Sure. Hey, group, you've got two more times before I'm out of here.
Excellent. And if it's a strong group, what would they say to you?
We'll fix that by the next time.
If they're even stronger than that?
Does that tell you that you need to figure out how to bring value to it?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, that's what the group, a strong group, would say. Hey, we want to bring value, but you're the one that has to bring value to yourself. So you have two more sessions to figure out how to make sure that you're bringing value to yourself. You can't bring value to somebody else if you're not bringing value to yourself. You can artificially make people feel that there's value, you know. So somebody can walk away and say, wow, that was a great session, and not come back. Why? Because it's a temporal. It's a temporal high that, you know. So I'm disappointed. You know, I'm disappointed because we don't have, you know, Lindsay and Jonathan on. I mean, that disappoints me. It ticks me off. Now, if I take personal ownership of that, Bobby, what's the – and it, Ginge, if you and Josh have to go, you know, we're 4 minutes over, that's fine.
Okay.
So, Bobby, what's the advantage of me being ticked off about that situation?
The advantage for you or for them?
For me.
Not too sure. I mean, the advantage for them is that you're going to do something. If you'd been just apathetic about them not showing up and saying, well, it's their loss, then they're not going to have anyone keeping them accountable. So the fact that you are have a reaction to that, you know, ensures that you're going to do something.
Do you know what one of your greatest weaknesses is, Bobby?
What?
Any ideas that you have?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me. I get discouraged pretty easily, maybe. My
okay.
lack of faith in myself and in things like that.
Okay. Any other ideas?
Not sure. You have anything?
Yeah, I might have one.
Let me hear it.
I think one of your biggest weaknesses is you're really, really, really smart.
Thanks.
Because, I mean, why are you thanking me?
I mean, it's a compliment, I guess. It's kind of a backhanded compliment, but.
And how is it a compliment? How is it a backhanded one?
Well, I mean, you told me I was smart. That's typically something that is a positive. But you said it was a weakness, so I assume that you have an angle that you're about to elaborate on.
No. No, you're just really smart. no angle, no nothing. You're just really sharp. I mean, you're really, really smart. And really, I don't know, does that have anything to do with Bobby? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you were just born that way. Maybe God just gave it all to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I mean, it's, and so people that are often smart, really, really good at whatever, they can skate through life.
That's your angle. Yeah, I agree with that.
What's the angle?
I mean, the angle is you don't have the pressure of, am I going to be good enough? You have kind of this self-assuredness in a way that, you know, I'm pretty confident I can do this. I know a lot about it. And then sometimes you show up to an event or to a conversation and you realize that you hadn't prepared. And someone that might not even have the same insight, you know, abilities as you do, has been thinking about it and working on it and studying on it, and they have more to contribute or more to, you know, more to show.
Right. And one of the things about smart people is that they tend to think a lot and do and don't do very much or don't do nearly as much.
Yeah.
For people like me, you know, who aren't that smart, do a lot. And so I do massive amounts. It's intriguing to me on how the last 3, 4, 5 years people have said how smart I am. I just kind of chuckle. I'm like, okay, glad you think that.
I mean, I agree with that. I think that's one of the best things I've learned is that over the years I've stopped hypothesizing things as much and trying to plan stuff out, and I've just started hammering away and working at stuff.
Nice, nice.
So I think that...
What's the disadvantage? So you're absolutely right on with the advantage. You saw the advantage for them. What's the advantage for me? Or what's the disadvantage for me if they don't follow through?
I mean, you're out two people that you've already invested things in.
Nice. Yeah, see, you're tracking with me in a scary way. I mean, almost nobody tracks that fast with my brain. So I've invested time into them, and I'm not going to get any type of return.
Yep.
And that's an issue for me, because how am I supposed to go ahead and continue to have an extra 20 hours of free time if I invest? So people, it's interesting to me. People will invest hundreds of hours into things, and they get no return on it, and it doesn't seem to bother them at all. Well, those people aren't going to have a lot of time.
Yeah, that's one of my problems.
And so what's the disadvantage to you in me being frustrated about them?
You're worried about people I could really care less about, to tell you the truth. If they're going to blow this off, that's on them. And if you waste my time by telling me about it, then I'm getting ripped off as well.
Nice. So if what's even a higher, what's the next dimension of, do you know how you almost pulled this group away from me leadership wise?
What?
When you went ahead and said, I said, how do you, you know, what'd you think about the group? And you had the courage to tell me, because I guess sometimes people think I'm kind of an intimidating guy. I don't get that, but I, you know, whatever. And so you had the courage to tell me, I think we should have talked more about one another.
Oh, on the, like, typed-up response?
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I didn't know that you read those. That's kind of what I was like, I thought it was, like, a survey for the company that hosts the conference calls.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't
so I was like,
remember
I'll tell
if
them
you
what
emailed
I
it. So, yeah. I mean, so you almost pulled the whole group away from me by that statement. Because I'm like, oh, he's a genius. That's where I miss it. I don't develop community. I don't develop connection.
Yeah, I feel like our relationship with you was strengthened, but then every time you're talking to someone else, I'm not gaining any. I mean, I'm gaining something as much as I want to, because if I listen to them, I can gain something, but I still don't know anyone I was on the phone with, really.
Right.
This week I haven't connected with them. I haven't shared anything outside of this. And
right.
So
let's say that you're the leader. You know, let's say you're the leader of the group. Now what's the disadvantage of me being frustrated and you're not?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what's the advantage? I mean, what's the disadvantage to you and me being frustrated and you're not frustrated?
The disadvantage to me?
Yeah. What would happen if you were frustrated that they didn't show up?
I mean, I would spend time on it.
Okay.
If me personally as not leading was upset, you mean?
No, if we take personal ownership, see, most people think of frustration as being negative, but it's not because it's a call to action.
Yeah.
So, you know, if something didn't work there, something didn't work on them then not coming back.
I see what you mean. So if you have people in your group that share your frustration, then it's not just you that has to bring them back. You have someone else who's going to make an effort. And I'm not just in this call for myself. I'm also looking at what you're investing. And I'm saying, if you invest in me, Mark, then I'm going to help you keep these other people, you know, accountable and et cetera.
Right. Right. And if you're the leader of the group, do I want to be the leader of the group?
You tell me.
No, not a chance in the world. I've already been. I'm a leader of so many things. I have no aspirations to lead this group at all. I mean, if I could go ahead and get out of leading this group in right now here, well, why couldn't I? I mean, I could do that, right? Do you want to lead this group, Bobby?
Sure.
Excellent. Okay, so I just got rid of it. You made a mistake at the beginning of the call. Any idea what it was?
Leading it? I don't know.
No. At the beginning of the call, you were 2 minutes late. If you're in a band, and you're playing a guitar, and you're not 2 minutes late, you're just, you know, you're just 10 seconds late, what's that going to do to the music?
I see what you mean, take away from the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not going to be in harmony. See, what you're going to find out in leadership, Bobby, is you're going to find out that all of those people you're leading will pick up all of your weaknesses. And if you're 2 minutes late, they'll think they can be 5 minutes late. Matter of fact, they'll think they can do a whole bunch of things, and so you're never late, never, ever late. I mean, never. I mean, you're a machine, and it doesn't matter if you're leading the group or otherwise. And so it's just like, you know, so people in the arts really are perfectionistic. Everything's got to be done just perfect. But when they play in business, they don't play at that level. It's like, how can you spend this amount of time for perfection in the arts, but in business you don't care? You think you're going to be successful in business if you don't care?
No.
It can't be. So the thing is I know that Jonathan and Lindsay can bring tremendous value to you.
Okay.
You know, but they have to be good stewards. They have to be good stewards of your time, talents, treasure, trust, and truth. If they're good stewards with those things, they will give you more than you could ever give them. And you will give them more than they could ever give you. I don't know how that works. It's like a magic. It's like a mystery. Keith, your thoughts on anything we've talked about today?
Oh, well, very good, Mark.
What did you learn? What action item are you going to take away from the group today?
I'm going to keep moving on the things that I'm moving on and take more cues from you. And I'm also going to assess further how to use my knowledge.
Cool. Cool. Would you come back to this group?
With prayerful consideration, yes.
Okay. Is there anything that you would do without prayerful consideration?
No.
Okay. And how long does it take God to answer your prayers?
How long does it take God to answer my prayers?
Yeah, you said prayerful consideration. How long would that take to do?
That wouldn't depend on me, Mark.
Pardon me?
That wouldn't depend on me.
Huh. So, one of the things, Bobby, that you have in a group is how much do you allow people to talk and how much do you allow people to get out. One of the things that you want to watch for in a group is people who have a lot of knowledge. And so people have a lot of knowledge. They'll talk and talk and talk and talk. Do you know why they do that, Bobby?
To affirm themselves?
To affirm themselves. If you ask them why they did it, do you know what they would say?
To share what they've learned.
Right. They think they're doing it for other people's benefit. But they're not. They're doing it for their own benefit. They get a high, a natural high, because they feel important, they feel valuable, they feel good about themselves, and that's why they share.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is when you go ahead and allow them to talk a lot and share a lot, they think they got a lot out of the session and they'll love it. When in reality, they didn't get anything other than a short-term, immediate high.
Yeah.
And so you focus in on the doing. What is the doing? What's the action item? What do we need to accomplish? So this session is a half an hour. We went longer today. It's in its formational stages. And then the second half an hour is based on marriage and how do you get all set up for that. So, Bobby, how direct, how intense would you like me to be with you?
What's that? I'm sorry.
How direct or how intense would you like me to be with you?
Concerning marriage?
Just in general. Or marriage. Yeah, everything.
In general?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd like you to be very direct with me.
Now, you've asked for that a number of times. Your dad, he's warned you about me, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't usually heed the things he warns me against because he's my dad's age. You see what I'm saying?
So you've been duly warned about how brutal I can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're still okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And why would I be so brutal with you? Why would I be so direct with you?
I mean, it shows me the severity of decisions that are made. Things aren't an option. If you're telling me, here's what you want, and you say, if you don't do this, you won't have it. If you say, well, here's a suggestion, Bobby, I'm most likely not going to do anything about it because it's just a suggestion, and I'll take it under consideration as opposed to taking it and putting it into action.
Okay, so why would I go ahead and be severe with you?
To get some, I mean, to maybe to ensure value in the things you've invested in me?
Because I care for you.
Yeah.
You know, so I care for you. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't put the time in. And so I've got one of my seven kids right now. that could really use my attention for the last half an hour. But what I've done is I've placed this group and you at a higher priority than one of my own children, my own blood, flesh and blood. And so I care for you, and the more danger I think you're in, or the more opportunity I think there is, the more intense that I need to be. So if you've got a bike coming at you, and you're in the way, I can warn you, but, you know, you're going to get hurt probably if you get hit by a bike. But if you go ahead and have a car, that's different, or a train, that's different. So the more significant the situation, the more significant the consequences of those mistakes are. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do.
And so the challenge is, if I push you too hard, that it could go ahead and, you know, damage you or sever our relationship.
I wouldn't count on it.
I'm not counting on it, but it would be wise for you to consider it. So how do we prevent that from happening?
I mean, maintaining open communication. If there's any point where I feel like, you know, you have overstepped something or I'm offended, I would bring that to you instead of just saying, oh, well, Mark's a jerk, you know?
Okay. So probably wouldn't hurt to have a code of honor for this group.
Yeah.
Part of those things is we don't run. We don't, you know, we are honest with individuals, you know. If the truth hurts, it was meant to hurt probably, you know. And so
That's
cutting all ways. And so those are some of those things. Getting the code down, getting those pieces down is critical. And so when I asked you when you want to get married and you said 2 months, I'm like, holy smokes. Does Bobby really not recognize? I mean, that's like, I mean, all things are possible through God who strengthens me. I understand that.
Well, I've changed that now after, now with the focus I've been putting on getting this established. I mean, for me to do that in 2 months, I would probably find a 40-hour-a-week temp job or something. And you know what I mean? But
right.
Right.
So if you wanted to do that,
we're kind of looking at next spring, to tell you the truth.
Okay. So get me out a new date on what it is. And so what you want to do, I think, is you want to, because I'm nervous about pushing you.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So I'm careful. I'm like, okay, there's a lot at stake here, and I got to be really careful. It's good and it's bad. And so you won't gain the experience. And so what I would encourage you to do is say, continue to push me to push you harder. You know, 1 to 10, you know, Mark, how much, you know, 1 to 10, Mark, how much are you pushing? How much do you feel you're pushing me? And then I'll tell you. And then you say, okay, can you ramp it up some more? And you're the one that's pushing me to push you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many hours a day on average are you going to invest into, like, getting into a position to build your own company, start your own, run your own company?
I've been putting about 4.5 on average.
So what I need you to do is I need you to daily give me a report of where those 4.5 hours are going.
That's way too much to expect from me. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask, are you kidding? I mean, because I don't know. I mean, maybe it is.
No, man. That's of course. Got it.
So because there's a tremendous amount of knowledge, probably over 1,000 hours of knowledge that needs to be transferred into you.
Okay.
And so, but the challenge is how do you balance between the knowledge and the application and being able to go through and fly through that. And so if I see reports daily coming in on, okay, I spent an hour here, 2 hours here. I can see where you're investing your time, and then I can give you direction. I'm going to give you access to an online university with a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And that's going to track much better. And you're going to have literally hundreds of hours of modules and lessons that will be open to you. And you want to go through and just absorb those things as fast as you can. Make sense?
All right, yeah.
Okay. And then do you have Lindsay and Jonathan's contact information?
Yeah, I can get it from one of the emails that you'd been passing.
So connect with them and find out what's up.
That was my plan. I already wrote it down.
Cool. And it may be that, you know, where I messed up at the beginning is I didn't do the social stuff. I jumped in too quick. And maybe if the social stuff, you know, would have been done, it could have stuck. The thing is that you'll find is you'll change your strategy. And a lot of people who don't follow through, no matter what you do, they won't follow through.
Yeah.
But as a teacher, you always want to think when the teacher's ready, the students will appear, and I'm the teacher, that's you, and you always want to get better and better and stronger, because what you want to do is you want to be able to leverage your knowledge, your networks, your connections, all of those things to make your vision to help other people make money. As you help them make money, then they will help you make money, and together you'll accomplish a lot more. Keith, any questions, any thoughts that you have?
Not to still listen anymore.
Okay. So, Keith, I think you have a lot. I think you have a tremendous amount of insight and wisdom that you have to share to the group, with the group. And I think the group within, you know, a few weeks will be ready for that. I think the overall driving force of taking action and then being, like Bobby said at the beginning, succinct and learning how to be succinct in what we're saying, say it in less time, and then also do more, I think the group will bring you value in that area.
I can appreciate your wisdom in that.
And so one of the things in academia is you have 4 years of college. You've had 4 years of college forever. There's no incentive. There's no incentive to get that down to 2 years. Why not? Because they make half as much money, they think. So there's no incentive to increase the efficiency of which. In business, though, if I can learn to say something in half the time or do something in half the time, I get to accomplish twice as much. So good stuff. We'll go ahead and connect with you guys. Bobby, you now are officially leading this. I will assist you as long as you need to be assisted in, you know, getting it up to speed. And then the goal is to coach and mentor you. You coach and mentor other people. And that is when you become a peer of mine.
Okay.
And that's what I want. I don't want students. I just don't want students. I want peers. And that's where you're going to come back and say, Mark, how come these people aren't doing this and this and this? I'm like, yeah, I don't get that. You will be so much of a better student when you're teaching other people because they will do the same thing to you that you do to me. And when you have other people doing it to you, you'll be less likely to do it to me. Make sense?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And so what you want to do is you want to get your students to be peers of yours and get them where they're giving to other people and other people aren't respecting that, because then they'll respect you more if they're having it done. The whole key is to get a whole group of leader peers where we're all equal, going in the same direction with different skills, different knowledge base, different passion, but the same vision. So great work, all of you guys. Appreciate it. If you're listening to the rebroadcast and you say, whoa, this is the group that I have got to be a part of. If you're interested in being a part of the group, we'd love to have you. your talents, your gifts, and you know, it's an amazing group. If you do have any questions, connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Keith, thanks so much for being on today. It was awesome, and hope to have you back again.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.